Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited, folks. Zoltan Acs is back on the show. Zoltan, don't you love that name? We like Zoltan. We love Zoltan. But we'd invite him back just to say his name. Zoltan is a professor of entrepreneurship at George Mason University, one of the great educational institutions on the planet, one of my favorites. Got a bunch of professors up there who are friends of mine, including Don Boudreau, another great guy there. Zoltan is also the author of a number of books, but more importantly, right now, he is the guy who's the brainchild and the brains and the energy behind the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Index. And this is all about global entrepreneurship, folks, and it's the future. If the world is able to save itself, if planet Earth is able to endure with any kind of a positive way, in my opinion, it'll be because of entrepreneurship around the world. And I'm so happy that Zoltan is leading this charge, and he's doing it today from Lyon, France. He is calling us all the way from Lyon, France. Zoltan Acs, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back on the show again.
How are things in Lyon, France?
Well, the weather is really nice. It's 70 degrees and it's not raining, so the weather is great. The city's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's an old entrepreneurial city.
Why do you say that? And why do you say it's an old entrepreneurial city?
It was the home of silk weaving and fabrics. So
right.
On the previous centuries, there was all these entrepreneurs creating cloth, weaving it.
Would Bastiat have spent much time in Lyon?
Pardon me?
Would Bastiat, Frederick Bastiat, would he have spent much time in Lyon?
I have no idea.
You know, Bastiat's one of my heroes.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because he's the guy who said when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yes.
So I agree with that, and I know you do too. So now tell us what you're doing in Lyon.
Well, I'm here at the World Entrepreneurship Forum. This is an organization of 100 countries started 3 years ago here in France to promote entrepreneurship and its impact on global development.
Right.
Very much what you just said.
Right.
And the theme of the conference this year is Shaping the World of 2050.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's the world going to look like 40 years from now?
Right.
And can entrepreneurs make a difference in trying to create a better world?
Don't you agree with me? And I keep coming back to Bastiat. When goods cross borders, armies don't. When a small business in Seattle is a regular customer of a small business in Singapore, and et cetera, et cetera. When a small business in Birmingham, Alabama, can do business with somebody in Beijing, China, isn't that going to break down the stupid political barriers and create a world that can endure?
Absolutely, Jim. This is actually what the whole thing is about. And this event here had people from China, from India, from Morocco, from Singapore, and in every one of these countries, people are becoming entrepreneurs and they're creating things, trying to improve their lives, trade with other countries. It's absolutely fantastic.
And folks, if you're hearing a little ambient noise there, it's because there's an event going on there where Zoltan is. There are folks coming and going, and we appreciate you stepping out of your event to speak to us, Zoltan. So what are you seeing when the other members, we've got this global economic challenge going on right now. We've got some serious problems with sovereign debt and other issues going on. Are your attendees excited about the future for entrepreneurship?
Well, you know, I have this view of the world, and take yourself back to 450 AD. when the Roman Empire collapsed.
Yeah.
The Dark Ages came in for 500 years. If I look to 2050, I see two scenarios. One is a new Dark Ages, where the 3 billion people that are born between now and then in the developing countries can't really be integrated, and the world breaks down, and we end up in a new Dark Age. Huh. The other scenario is entrepreneurs in all these countries help organize things, innovate, create products, bring the bottom of the pyramid along, and we compress the bad times into a couple of decades, and by 2050, the world has a new renaissance.
And that's what you're working on. That's what I'm working on. You and I have been working on this together since we've known each other. Before that, we were doing it individually. Folks, this is why you should care, small business owners, about global entrepreneurship. When we come back, we're going to get into some of the details about this. Twintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.